Hey everybody, Gavin Scott and I just talked about the Jesus and Mary chain, and since an album went missing, we had to talk about the digital world, because we are living in a digital world. Why didn't I say that in the show? Anyway, listen up.
I can't think of one off the top of my head. I think the Jesus and Mary chain thing. Well, this all started, you know, when we were starting up our conversation in our text group, when we started talking, and I said like, "Oh, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get caught up on the latest Jesus and Mary chain albums because I haven't had a chance to listen to them." And I went through and did like a quick pass, and then like, you know, life happened and things got busy and didn't get a chance to get back around to it. When I got back around to it, I was like, "Holy crap, it's gone now." I mean, I could have found another way to listen to it, probably, but you know, all my music and everything's in Spotify.
So, yes.
When it does go away, the only thing I could think of, there was like this like 60s garage band compilation disc, and I don't even know if it was like a real compilation or just went some bullshit that somebody put together. It wasn't a playlist; it was an album, and like half of it, And I think this is way back in the old days of Spotify when you start everything and then it added it to your library. And I don't know, do they have playlists then? But anyway, somehow that whole album ended up in my library, and then like half of it went away. That's the only thing I can remember that happening with. But it was like garage nuggets and like rare performances and things like that, so I was kind of
nice
once it went away.
It's just crushing when you go to listen. You have your mindset on, oh, I'm gonna listen to this. I'm has it happened to you, Gavin? Like, is there something that you can think of?
No, only you know, where there's artists that won't, you know, like Prince or the Beatles or something, that it took them a while to make a deal or whatever. Or I mean, for Prince, after he died, he never made that deal, right?
Yeah.
But I'll hear about something disappearing. Damage and Joy looks like it came out on a record label called Artificial Plastic Records, and it's the only thing they've put out.
Oh.
And so there must be some weird business thing that fell through between whatever that label is and, you know, streaming services.
Well, and you know, like an artist like De La Soul, I think they like lost control of their entire catalog, and so like you can't. I don't know if it's come back yet, and I haven't. It's been a while since I checked, but you couldn't listen to any De La Soul. Like a couple of their newer albums, but their old stuff with Tommy Boy, wasn't anywhere. And it's kind of like the whole thing with, you know, it's like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift had to go back in, re-record all her music, and then she could release it. You know. To gain control of it.
I'm sure
it's some kind of licensing thing or whatever, but yeah. You know, I've seen that happen too.
Well, so my greatest examples of this, everybody by now knows I'm a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan, and I don't think I'm shedding any light on anything here, but their album Zeitgeist, for that same reason, like there's some sort of licensing, and Billy's like, nah, you can't put it up there until I own it, I guess, essentially, is what it comes down to. And I can't find my hard copy of it.
Yeah, then not making money off of it, so why would I let you stream my stuff?
You know? Yeah. And I mean, because the Zwan record is nowhere to be found either. I do know where my disc is for that, so I do get to listen to that occasionally. But like I said, one of my vehicles doesn't even have a CD player, so yeah, I'm assed out. Like I don't have a choice. It stinks because I know Spotify doesn't pay artists all that much to begin with, even when they do have the good deals. But it's just so darn convenient. Like I'm sorry, like it's all there for me. All I have to do is type in whatever band I want to listen to, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know, so it's, and, you know, at the same time, we've come to rely on this service as like, you know, we put all our eggs into one basket, but we don't own any of this music at all.
Yep.
So, you know, ultimately, you know, if you don't have a really way, I mean, you can bitch and moan about it, but you know, them's the breaks kind of, I mean, you know, it's, that's going to happen. And, you know, like, you know, you know, when all these digital services and everything like that, you know, even if you're buying a copy of it, what happens when the service goes away? Mm. You know, even if you buy an album or buy something on there, and you know, I mean, that's been up for a lot of discussion a lot of times with a lot of people. You know, obviously Spotify is not going to go anywhere, and artists are now relying on this. So it's, but technically it could happen, or technically you can buy a video on Amazon that, and you think you're not renting it, but you're buying a copy of it. But you're not buying a copy of it. You're just buying the rights to be able to listen, to watch it whenever you want to. And when they decide that that's done, they can yank the plug on it.
There you go, living in the digital world. Some of you kids don't know nothing about it. If you'd like to hear the rest of that conversation, it's After the Fact 104, available on Patreon, patreon.com/ohhijustin. Great place to go to support me and this podcast specifically, patreon.com/ohhijustin. Love to have you aboard. And if you'd like to hear our conversation on Jesus and Mary Chain, well, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, go forward one episode. If it's not out yet, it comes out on Thursday. So, yes, push play.